dump trucks. Like, they'll run you over if you watch it. And that's really a concern because that is an elementary school. And I mean elementary, and we have, you know, kids walking, and they do walk on Canterbury because they walk to and from school. Parents don't watch. They just, they let their kids, they know it's safe. It's a one-way and one, you know, one-way in and one-way out subdivision. I think that's one of the reasons why most of the people here bought it. Is it's just, we knew there was a time not too long ago where it flooded. And, you know, people were like, okay, well, we can't get to our homes, but hey, at least we know there's only one way in and one way out. So if we have a robber, the cops are just, you know, the policemen are just going to stand there and just say, okay, come on out. I mean, you can't leave. You can't drive out. If this were to happen right here, there would be numerous ways in which people could go ahead and make this unsafe. Another reason, you know, like my husband said, is that, you know, the people do just, I mean, they haul. And there is a hill at the top of Canterbury. And a lot of times they find where our house is, it's just...
There's a hill in a park right here that's actually used for soccer practice right now.
But they come around, and then they find out that it's a dead end. So they're going to... And then they turn around, and then they're like, okay, well, yeah, I have to go back out. And then that's whenever they hit the other street, and they just... So we've seen people that, you know, luckily there's a police car that parks right there right now, so they did definitely, you know, can't stop. But if you were to expand this, I would propose, if that's okay, to keep Copperfield maybe right here.
Copperfield,
where it's just, you know, it's... You don't include it. You maybe have, if you do include it, we would love the trails and everything access. But right there, just not include it. Just have it a cul-de-sac to where they have to come around and then they have to turn around. It's just, I think if you were to include it, it wouldn't make Copperfield, because that's, we grew up here and Copperfield has always been, you know, you live in Copperfield. It's safe. It's one of the ones that it does have beautiful forest and everything, and that's what it's known for, and I'm really glad that they're keeping that. It's just we really want to keep our children safe. We have a three-year-old, and that's really why, but we bought it before we got pregnant, and we knew that, okay, our kids are, you know, our child is going to be safe if we're at, you know, work, and he wants to, you know, go to kindergarten and walk and, you know, whatever. Which he's going to be safe because nobody is going to drive down there to get to anything else. It's a dead end. And I think that if y'all were to approve this or make it to where it connects, y'all are going to be robbing us of that. And I think that y'all need to take that into consideration. I really do. I mean, think of the children. Just keep it separate, you know, because really, they really do speed. I promise you. Keep speed bumps or something if you do that, because the children, I'm telling you, you see them, and I think the people here know, you see them walking, and moms walk up and down. I mean, I'm a stay-at-home mom. I mean, you walk up and down. You see people every time, elderly, adults, kids walking with their families and walking with their pets.